This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax. And we'd like to humbly let you know that Michael Stewart was recently selected by Wealth and Finance Magazine for Best Retirement Planning in Illinois for 2023. Plus, Crystal Lake Tax was recently chosen by Inc. Magazine for the Inc. 5000 as one of America's fastest-growing private companies. We're honored and proud. Now, here's today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Our show's purpose is to educate you, the listener, on how investing for income truly works and why it's so important to know why true income, and I quote, true income, will make your money last, not just now, but possibly tomorrow and the next 20, 30 years in retirement. And that's what I meant, folks, the retirement spending years. Unfortunately, the strategies used today are forcing advisors to engineer income by taking withdrawals from principal. Now, I'm not talking about some principal. If you think about it for a moment compared to what I see today, I'm talking about 70 to 80% of one's income is coming from principal each and every month. In my book, I call it Eat the Eggs, Not the Chickens, right? Don't spend principal in retirement. Just spend the cash flow off of your investments. But so many advisors, month after month, they're making you sell shares in order to generate what you think is income, but it's actually spending principal each and every month. Now, I don't know if that sits well with you, but I know it doesn't sit well with me because I'm basically giving up what it took 20, 30, 40, 50 years to build, and you're giving it up pretty quickly. And maybe that's a reason that there was this 4% cash flow rule invented by extensive research back in the 90s so the advisor would be able to give reasonable advice on future withdrawals for your retirement income. You see, the research is done by academicians who know that the investor and most advisors, they need some sort of guide to give them a gleam of hope for the future, that retiree, so that they don't run out of money before they run out of life. And when you look back at the reports, and the research is about 25, 30 years old, gives you about a 94% chance. Now, Morningstar just came out with a recent 30-page white paper talking about the exact same thing. And a lot of it had to do with the sequence of returns, the sequence of inflation, the sequence of bond yields. I mean, they go through all this research. It's out there. It's available to the public. And the reason why is because we're in an information society. And as much as we want information, we can get as much as we want to make the right decision. But some people I find don't actually take in a lot of information. They just leave it up to their advisors. In other words, instead of remaining in the driver's seat of their car, they get in the back seat of the car and allow their advisor to take them through retirement. And we can make a lot of mistakes in life, and we can overcome them when we're young and when we're going to make mistakes because we take risks and have things to lose, right? You have nothing to lose when you're younger. But when we get older, we get closer to retirement, we've got everything to lose. Like my dad always told me, when it comes to my money, son, I have very few friends. And basically, all he's saying to me during that time was, you got to have a watchful eye on your money. You got to understand how it works. And for you, the listener, you really want to know how it works when it comes to retirement. You want to know how you're really getting your income. And if you're okay with spending 70, 80% of your principal every month, then I hope it works out for you. I really do. Here's the good news. It will if the markets cooperate. If the markets essentially go up every year for the next 20, 30 years, then you're not going to have a problem. But I can tell you right now, and you know it's true, the markets don't always go up. They'll always agree to what we hope they do. We are always told, and I hear this all the time, markets always go up. That's right, right? Markets always go up. There's an equation out there called TR equals I plus G. Total return is the TR equals I, which is interest and dividends, plus G, which is growth, which is the market growth or capital appreciation on your portfolio, right? So your total return in any one given year is going to be the I plus the G, the income generated in the portfolio plus the potential growth of the portfolio. So income is coming from the balance of your portfolio. So the question is, what is the yield you're making on the balance of your portfolio? And G is the other way of looking at it, is your income plus your balance. Well, will the balance result in growth? In other words, if it goes up in value, or essentially can it go down in value? You see, the income is not what changes. It's the growth that changes. So if you're up 6, 8, 10% this year, maybe you got lucky, you found a few stocks, and there are a few right now that are actually driving the whole S&P 500 right now. If you go potentially up the last 3 or 4 months, don't pat yourself on the back as that's something you did or your advisor did. The markets go up, markets go down, regardless of what you do, regardless of what any financial advisor does. It'll always be that way because we don't know exactly where the markets are going to go up or down, just like a weatherman, right? Maybe get it right for the next couple of days, but they're not going to get it right the next 365 days because nobody's going to believe it. And you shouldn't believe that you think the performance is going to be on your portfolio. You see, the retirement is a long-term plan, but you've got to focus on the short-term plan and intervals to reach your long-term plan. And you do that by not spending principal. Once again, in my book, I call it eat the eggs, not the chickens, right? Don't spend any of the balance. Just peel off the cash flow. So you don't want to take your income from principal, but unfortunately, over 90% of portfolios today do that. If you're taking more than 1 or 2% off the balance and you're in a stock-based portfolio, which majority of people in retirement are actually doing that need income, just because Social Security is not enough or that pension's just not enough, they're lucky enough to have both. But also if they're supplementing that from their savings, from their mutual funds or exchange-traded funds or 401ks or IRAs, they're spending down the principal in most cases. Anywhere between 70 to 80% of the money they take out each month isn't coming from interest and dividends. It's coming from having to take some principal or cash balance out of the account. And that is spending principal, folks. You see, that's why I stay focused on interest and dividends. If you're only getting 1 or 2% on $1 million, that means that you can only take out $10,000, $20,000 a year without having to sell shares. But let's say you needed $4,000 a month, right? But you're only getting, let's say, $1,000 a month from interest and dividends. Where's the other $3,000 coming from? You got it, from principal. Now, you may think on $1 million, what's the effect of just taking an extra $3,000 a month? That's not a lot. Well, last year, $3,000, you had to sell $1.25 for every share you had at the all-time high. Markets in 2021, right? And then they peaked, and then on their descent in 2022, but they were down from the all-time highs. And guess what? You had to sell more and more shares to get that same amount of dollars. So if you had a share that was $100 a share and you needed $1,000, you had to sell 10 shares. Well, with a lot of stocks last year, maybe they got cut in half at the lows and you still needed $1,000, but they're trading at $50 a share. You had to sell 20 shares, twice as many shares to get the same income. Folks, that's spending principal. If you have to spend the cash out of your portfolio or you have to sell some shares to take money out, that is cannibalizing the principal. So if you have to sell those shares when the market rebounds like it did here in 2023, you have less shares to rebound. Folks, you get the average return when you're not taking any money out of your account. So when you're 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, you get the average of the returns, good, bad, and different, and that's fine. You dollar cost average in the entire way. But it's critical that you understand that when you get to distribution phase, you get to retirement, the averages aren't your friends anymore. Your money doesn't make that average trip anymore. Why? Because if you're selling shares to generate income, when things go down, you're selling more and more shares. And when they recover, you have less shares to make that recover. That's why we always talk about making sure whatever level of cash flow you need to supplement your income, it's got to be positioned from interest and dividends in retirement. Now, that doesn't mean you're not in the stock market. You may be in dividend-paying stocks, so you're getting 4% off your stocks and 5, 6% off your fixed income, and that's generating the income and still have stock market growth attached to it. It's just really important you understand that distinction, that once you're starting to take money out, it changes the game, and it's why you need to work with an income specialist. So today we're talking about overpromise and underdeliver. That's an understatement right now. And I'm going to piggyback in the last few weeks show and talk about exaggerated proposals and people who flock to them today because the software said so. I'm all for software as long as I can understand what that software is trying to tell me. It's okay with having spreadsheets or projections, and those are great. If you're getting interest in dividends of, let's say, 4 or 5%, you don't really need software because you're not relying on hope. Right? Hope is the G. That's the growth. And of course, you get the loss sometimes instead of growth. At the same time, you don't have to worry about market history. You don't have to look back. Why? Because if you're getting income off your investments in the form of interest and dividends from where you should be getting your income from, that's interest and dividends, But unfortunately, most people will be disappointed or worse, they're going to get let down in retirement because they're taking the hook, line, sinker of what the software says without understanding what the software is actually trying to tell you. When I get disappointed or been let down, I actually do recover. Disappointment leads to failure, right? Failure affects you emotionally. So I tell my sons always, you always want to live on lesser than what your paycheck provides, or you're going to discover financial distress. And I'm going to share that distress with our listeners here. Do you want financial distress? Because you see, when it comes right down to it, you only get one chance to get it right for retirement, and your advisor only gets one chance to get it right too, because there are no do-overs when you start spending down your own money. When you start touching principal, and a lot of times it doesn't really rear its ugly head until a few years in, and then all of a sudden you start sensing trouble. Well, the trouble and the problem is your income doesn't change, but you still need the income, right? How much you need, as your income, the principal starts going down, the markets don't cooperate, all of a sudden you still need that $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 extra supplemental income, but you're trying to take it on a smaller bucket of money. And that's how you run out of money. Matter of fact, because of inflation, your income probably needed to go up here. If you're in a quandary, maybe you're over 73, you also have to take out required minimum distributions. And so there you go. You're forced to take out distributions, even though that may be one of the ones that you didn't want to take out. Well, since the IRS forces it with RMDs, then you're going to have to take it out anyway, even if the market's down. So it's just the demise, death by a thousand cuts on your balance, and it just starts to decrease over time. Folks, much along with today's topic, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement, income's the outcome, I put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit's got a copy of my new book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, a white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So the Retirement Success Toolkit can be yours free of charge. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll mail it out at our expense. Get this critical retirement success toolkit in your hands today. Once again, no cost, no obligation. Give us a call and we'll send it out to you. We'll even pay for the postage. 866-316-0822. When we come back, I'm going to share with you a conversation I had with a potential client that came in to talk about some of the things we're talking about today. So stay tuned. You are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Hey, thanks for listening to our program today. And right now, Michael would like to give away 5 free copies of his new book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. In this new book, Michael details retirement considerations that touch on more than just market performance, while sharing why too much investment risk can potentially harm your nest egg. In retirement, income is the outcome, he writes. You don't get a trophy for the fastest one lap. You win by being around for the finish. The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, by Michael Stewart, can be yours right now. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Did you know that we've had 8 recessions due to an inverted yield curve? Inverted yield curve basically means that the short-term rates are higher than the long-term rates. Right now, we are currently in an inverted yield curve. Inverted yield curve basically means that we probably will see a recession on the horizon. Markets have come back a little bit, but that's the reason why most of us are hearing the word recession, because of this inverted yield curve. Although it doesn't always get to the public or the retiree, we're always still wanting to have that glimpse of hope. Unfortunately, hope is not a strategy. Even Buffett, in a recent article came out, said he's calling for a recession and sold a bunch of stock. And more than likely, he's probably right. So these airs of caution are there just to prepare you. Now, I know some people probably are sitting in cash and so forth, as we all know, sitting on the sidelines, trying to time the market. Nobody ever makes any money doing that. Did you know there's two types of plans for income in retirement? The most commonly used is what we call the withdrawal plan. Yep, what's going on there is basically the cash flow rule says you can take out 4%, take that out each and every year with the rate of inflation, and you get maybe an 80, 90% chance you won't run out of money. That's a withdrawal plan because the withdrawal is coming from principal and it's coming from real income. I'm willing to bet you that anybody that's listening right now, if you had a permanent 30-year CD paying you 5% interest each and every year for the next 30 years, right? You would jump on that, right? We all know that that's ridiculous, but of course you would, right? Just knowing you can get 5%, take that out for the rest of your life, you'd be fine. The problem is those CDs don't pay for 30 years. But if you could, you'd move every bit of your money over that from the bank. Why is that? Because then you'd be able to live off the interest and you wouldn't be touching any principal. If you had $1 million and that 5%, guess what? You could take $50,000 out a year, spend the $50,000 because next year is going to generate the $50,000 and you'll always have your $1 million. You see, that's what I mean by the I plus the G that we talked about. The total return equals I, interest and dividends, plus the G, which is the growth. The G is your balance. That's your principal, right? It's going to go up. It's going to go down. And unfortunately, we all know on this CD, just trying to help you understand what I mean by just pure interest and dividends are the same thing. It's income paid to you regardless of what the market does. Regardless if the market goes up, regardless if the market goes down, the income stays the same. Now, the reason we want to be in market-based investments, right, in the stock market, if you want to win and have your cake and eat it too, and what I mean is when the markets do eventually turn back and they're going positive when we're in a bull market, if you have all your principal intact, that's going to go up in value. You don't have to worry about market timing. You can get right back in the market, start living off the interest just by increasing it. We got a lot of things to be stressful about these days. And I mean, I don't know about you. I wake up, I find something to stress and worry about every day. Well, the last thing I want you to do is stress about your money, stress about where your income's going to come from in retirement. Now, don't get me wrong. With all the things going on, there's always going to be some stress level, and we have to deal with each and every day. But one thing about it, when it comes to my money, my resources, I want to be able to do the things I want to do when I want to do them with who I want to do them to, so I can enjoy it while I still can. And I'm never going to be able to do that if I can't invest for income, invest for true income, spending the interest and dividends and not touching the principal. So don't trust anybody that says, I'm getting the income, but you're getting it from principal. And that's what the purpose of the show is today, is to be able to help you see that. If you're going to go down that path of spending your principal, then you're going to possibly be a victim in the future. And what I mean by victim is that you're going to wind up changing from eating steaks every week to changing eating peanut butter every week. That's the reduction of spending when you spend your principal. And what that does, it reduces your future income at the point in time that you actually need it. You can't even keep up with inflation because your income is going to continue to drop because you keep eating the principal. And if you want to go on the road and you want to be traveled, fortunately, it's the one less traveled, right? And I'd highly suggest investing solely for interest and dividends. Therefore, you don't even have to worry about stock market history. So as I said earlier, you don't have to worry if there's a crystal ball once you need to trust. That's why I bring up the equation. Total return equals I plus G. Income plus growth. We can't rely on growth. Growth is fleeting. It comes and it goes. But the income gives you permission to spend. So everybody that's listening to the show, if you build any kind of wealth over the last 30, 40 years through 401ks and 403bs and thrift savings plans, you did it with dollar cost averaging. And that was probably the easiest part, through discipline and setting money aside each and every month. And not only that, you took advantage of the employer match. That's a marriage made in heaven, free money and compounding over time. But when you go into retirement, both of those go away. And so you got to understand what you got you to this point of retirement isn't going to get you through retirement, which is extremely important because now you're going to be subtracting from your wealth, not adding to your wealth. So will your balance go up in the next 12 months? Will your balance go down in the next 12 months? You don't know, right? What's the market going to do? What's important to know is build a portfolio where the income is separate. And that's what I'm trying to help listeners understand. There's a big difference there. So the goal of this show today is to help you modernize your retirement plans. And with that being said, what I mean by modernization of your retirement plan, since you shifted to retirement, how do you shift where you get your income from in retirement? You need passive income. You need investments that are generating cash flow, interest, and dividends like clockwork for you, independent of what's going on in the market. So we're not saying don't be in the stock market, right? You want that for keep up with inflation, to grow your legacy, all those kind of things. Just make sure your income, even if it's coming from stocks, is coming from interest and dividends, not having to sell shares in the process. And I'm talking about staying in the market, but shifting to the income side. Therefore, you'll get the growth over time. If you're not spending your principal, when the stock market comes back, your balances are going to go up because you still have money in the market. But in the meantime, if they go down or you just need some supplemental income, you get that from interest and dividends. So I shared at the end of the first segment where I'm going was this potential client. Matter of fact, I decided to name the show Overpromise and Underdeliver because of what recently just happened. And the reason I know about the software Overpromise is Underdelivering is I have some software. I've got companies that email me because they know I'm in retirement planning. They're trying to convince me to use their software. It's not that the software doesn't make sense. I like software. I like to be able to look at something. It's kind of like it's going on a trip, right? We'd never go to Hawaii if we didn't know it was sunny and nice and maybe see pictures of things, right? So when my wife wants to go someplace, we always do our research. So it's good to have that stuff. Well, when it comes to retirement, how long do you want your money to last? How long do you want those income paychecks to continue to come in? And not only that coming in, but they've got to start increasing with inflation over time so you have a rising income. We all know that everything's going to be more expensive 3 years or 5 years or 10 years from now than it is today. So I had a potential client come in our office the other day. They came in from an educational workshop that we recently had and told me that they had seen a couple of different advisors. Matter of fact, I recommend everybody see as many advisors as you need to so you're comfortable in making a decision on who you're going to work with. You're going to see different ways, different strategies. So what I'm talking about is that you may be uncomfortable with what I do on the show is basically share people all things that I've learned over the last 23 years as a fiduciary financial planner. Purpose-Based Investing and Retirement Success Blueprint, my two books, talk a lot about the things that I learned. It's there for the benefit of the public and to be able to educate you on the things that I've learned in my experience vicariously working through thousands of clients like yourself, heading to retirement, in retirement, and completing retirement. So the word experience, not hypothetical stuff, experience. And that's what I don't like about the software. It's hypothetical. The word hypothetical means something has to be inputted in that software and it's based on exaggerated returns. An exaggerated return that hasn't even occurred yet. And what I mean by exaggerated return is it's no different from a weatherman exaggerating what the weather is going to be. You know, if they can tell me exactly this time next year what it's going to be, oh, it's going to be sunny, it's going to be raining. They don't know, right? But that's how software works. It's trying to tell you what's going to happen in the future. And unfortunately, I hate to tell you, it's just an exaggeration. Why? Because nobody can ever tell you your mutual funds, your ETFs, where they're going to be next year. Nobody can ever tell you our market's going up or down next year. They can give you educated guesses. We can watch television or look at the internet, find our favorite economists or whatever. But it really doesn't matter because they're all wrong majority of the time. We all know that. So don't get me wrong. We got to have hopes, right? We got to have dreams. But the thing, though, is that's why I like investing for income, investing for interest and dividends. It's more reliable. It's tangible. It's money in your hand, money in your account growing organically each and every month, independent of what's going on in the market. So it gives you permission to spend. So if you had $1 million and it's earning you 5% in interest and dividends, like a lot of our portfolios, you could take $50,000 out, spend it. Why? Because next year it's going to generate the same interest and dividends, assuming nobody went bankrupt, right? Historically, income is always paid regardless of the fluctuations of the market. All you got to do is look back historically and see what this country's been through. We've been through a lot, but the income kept coming in off the bonds, the preferreds, the real estate, the business development companies, even dividend paying stocks. Now, with that in mind, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement, income is the outcome, I put together what I'd like to refer to as our Retirement Success Toolkit. Retirement Success Toolkit got a lot of stuff in it. Why? Because you need a lot of stuff in retirement. It's got a copy of my recently published book, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. A white paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So to get your complimentary Retirement Success Toolkit, help you navigate all the things that are going on in the world with taxes, investments, healthcare, all those kind of things. It can be yours free of charge, but you got to raise your hand and let us know. 866-316-0822. Again, just ask for the Retirement Success Toolkit. We'll mail it out at our expense. 866-316-0822. or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll mail it out at our expense and get this critical retirement success toolkit in your hands today. Touch base with us anytime. I think you're going to find it very, very helpful. When we come back, I'm going to go in depth of what I mean about exaggeration of the software that they've been using hypothetical future scenarios. You're listening to Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Remember the good old days when you could earn 5% on a bank CD? What if you could earn similar rates on interest and dividends to those CD rates? It's possible, and the income specialists at the Retirement Income Source can help you. We're a network of experienced financial advisors operating independently owned firms under the umbrella of the Retirement Income Source. This makes it simple and easy for you to find a retirement income specialist in your local area. Our advisors have helped hardworking Americans across the country invest and save for their retirement.
Michael Stewart is your local income specialist. He's the president of Crystal Lake Tax. With over 30 years' experience in the financial services industry, Michael is also an Amazon best-selling author, and his book has helped thousands of clients better understand the inside game of financial investing. If you're interested in learning more about Michael Stewart, his business, and how he can help you with your retirement strategy, visit crystallaketax.com.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. There are two types of plans for income, not three, four, five, six, only two types. And you're either going to get caught withdrawing from your principal in retirement, or you can take the road less traveled that we recommend and actually invest for interest and dividends and not have to worry about spending your principal. But believe it or not, most people are withdrawing principal. Typically, it's 70 to 80% of the money they take out each month is coming from principal. And they call it income. Their broker calls it income. But if you want to call it income, it's not real income. Income is when you get interest and dividends off your investments, right? Most portfolios that we see, most stock-based portfolios, mutual fund-based portfolios, especially in your 401ks and things like that, are generating about 1.5% to 2% in dividends. What that means is you had $1 million in your 401k and it's generating 1.5%, you could take out about $15,000 a year. If you take out more than that, you would be touching principal. If you've got a brokerage account with one of the big brokerage firms and you're averaging around 2%, you could take out up to $20,000 a year on the $1 million. Otherwise, if you're taking out more than that, you're actually spending principal. They're selling shares of your investments to send you money. That is not income. That is spending principal. So when I was a kid, we used to go fishing a lot, especially in my neighborhood. There was a lot of guys. We were surrounded by a pretty good lake. And probably two or three times a week, we'd go fishing. We were really into fishing back then. And then, of course, we hung around some guys. They'd go fishing. And not only that, we used to go to the river, so forth, really fish with some really good fishermen. We had this guy in our neighborhood who was really, really good about exaggerating the amount of fish he caught or how big the fish were, right? We've all heard the fish tales. Have you ever been around somebody like that? You've probably seen that old fish story. It's this long, right? Think about the two hands just going further and further apart. Or you can just imagine my arm going out and the hand continues to go back about how big this fish was. And sometimes that was true, and sometimes it wasn't. So an exaggeration about your money could also lead to disappointment, could lead to failure in the future, especially with this potential client that came in the office. And I touched on it a little bit. I want to elaborate on the things that you probably need to know. So he came into the office. He's already seen a couple advisors, and I could tell in his words, he said, "I'm looking at a plan right there." The word plan. We're always telling anytime somebody's going to give you an income plan, the first thing you need to do is run, not walk away from the financial advisor. Here's the reason. What are they planning for? So a lot of our competitors, not only on the radio, but you know, just all the big Wall Street firms, they say, "Oh, we're going to put your income plan together." Well, if you're getting it from interest and dividends, there's no need for a plan on the income side, right? Because it's already coming from interest and dividends. We don't have to plan for anything. if you have $1 million and you need $50,000 a year and we're getting 5% cash flow from our stocks and our bonds and everything else, what are we actually planning for? We're planning to take out 50 grand, right? So, you know, $4,000 a month of supplemental income. But we don't need software for that. We just need common sense and know exactly what our yield is. Now, for those that are spending your principal, having to sell shares over time, having to have the impacts of the market going up and down on your portfolio, they need a plan, right? So are they getting real income? You see, when you get real income in the form of interest and dividends, you don't need to plan. Matter of fact, the income's going to last you in perpetuity. We've got analysts that keep track of that. They're actually managing clients' portfolios to make sure they're in the right companies, the right time. They're not perfect individuals, but the goal is to get the income that they need to spend. So I'd rather have an imperfect person get me income and keep me in the income column than get a perfect person trying to show me how to engineer or withdraw my income, especially if we're withdrawing it from principal. Even if it's a best five-star mutual fund, it's still spending principal. So it doesn't really matter how quality they are. It's irrelevant if you're not getting income. So we said they got about 1.1 million, right? So I'm fixing hang up and going to retirement. He said, my portfolio should really be worth around 2.2 to 2.4 million by the time I reach age 90. Now, keep in mind, this person's wife, the husband that said this, he felt unsettled about the software tool. And it was a software tool that created it, right? From this other advisor that he had speaking with. And I think maybe he just picked up on what I was talking about in this educational talk about investing for income versus investing for growth. And that's the primary target. That basically means that the person's going to withdraw principal if they're focused on only growth because they're focusing on total return. But the weight is on the growth, not on the income side of retirement, right? So if your 1.1 million grows to 2.2 million, but you couldn't take the income you needed, or you didn't want to touch any of the principal, what good is it? And so what he said was, hey, this portfolio, it'd be great if it goes to 2.2 million. I'm glad that somebody gave me at the end of the tunnel vision what my retirement's going to look like, and I'm not going to run out of money. And he said, but it doesn't make sense to me. And he has every reason to. The white papers, the information that's out there, they're done by academicians and stuff. They're out there for a reason to try to give people warning signs that if you're going to be on the path that most people travel, which is using mutual funds and ETFs to get you through retirement, where they're not really paying much in interest and dividends. And I'm not being critical here as far as building wealth. I mean, they're good for that. I don't want you to get confused with that. But they're not the best tools when you need income off your portfolio. They're not the best tools when you need interest and dividends because most of them really don't pay enough. So you're having to start to withdraw principal every year. And so if you're withdrawing principal every year, what the research is basically saying is there's about an 80 to 90% chance that your money might last up to 25 years. Now think about that for a moment. If the academicians, if the academics, the economists out there say there's an 80 to 90% chance that your money might last if you're only taking out 4% using the growth plan, what is this gentleman going to do? But yet portfolio doubles in value? That doesn't really make much sense. Should that kind of give you a reason to say, well, that's an exaggeration? All I can do is go in there and say, okay, what kind of return am I going to have here? All right, let's just throw in 8%. Here's what's going to happen. There needs to be oversight if you're going to use these tools to determine how they figure out these returns, these hypothetical returns, because they are hypothetical in the sense that they're just like the weatherman trying to predict the future next year's weather. So I can't predict the weather in 10 years. It's the same way here. I don't want to exaggerate my way through retirement. Give me a glimpse of hope. They may start off and the markets may wind up doing really well for a while. And then 2-3 years from now down the road, we go through a recession, go through a bear market, bam. You see, the software doesn't factor in recessions and corrections or 9% inflation or even bear markets. And if you have a bear market year, actually, should I say plural year, sometimes those recoveries, you know, you get one big drop for 30 to 50%, but it might take you 5-7 years to get back even. So what that means is you're at a loss for 5-7 years. So much for that exaggerated return. It's already blown up that plan. You see, if you have true income specialists, you'll focus on where your income's coming from in the form of interest and dividends. The most important part, the interest and dividends, let the growth do what it's going to do over time. Just don't make your income subject to the growth having to go straight up. So the G, the growth, hopefully capital appreciation over the years. But every now and then you're going to get losses and depreciation out of the investments. So where's your income going to come from? Unfortunately, for most, it's going to come from selling more shares. So who knows? Your balance, it's under the G column, might go way down. So how are you going to get your income? So did you know that when the G goes down, when the balance goes down, if you're an income-focused portfolio, even with some stocks in there, some dividend-paying stocks, did you know that your interest and dividends typically don't change? So that million-dollar portfolio, let's say it fell 10%, right, because the market went down. It's down to $900,000. You're still earning the same income that you were on a million. So if you were taking out that $50,000 a year, all from cash flow, interest and dividends, it doesn't matter that the statement value went down because everything that you own was based on how many shares or the face value at a million. So you can still take out, even though the value's down, you can still take out the exact same amount of money you did before the market declined, which gives you peace of mind of just knowing that your income level won't change even if you go through a rocky patch in the market. So today we're talking about overpromise and underdeliver. That's what happened here with recently with the software. And actually, I know this because I've been offered to use these software tools. And when you get deep down at the end of the day, I can put anything I want to inside that hypothetical return. I can say, oh, what if you average 8%? What if you average 15%? It all looks good on paper. But that's not how your income or your balance is going to play out over the next 10, 20, 30 years. So whatever you do, don't just believe the exaggerated returns that a lot of these softwares are spitting out. Because it's exactly that. It's exaggerated. You see, think about it for a moment. This is why I'm saying this is because you got a 4% cash flow rule, right? Wall Street uses a 4% rule. So say I stay in stocks and bonds, even though you're not generating 4% in income, you should be okay if you do that. You only have about an 80% chance that you won't run out of money. Well, to me, that's a 20% chance of failure, right? But if you're taking it from the interest and dividends and not touching the principal, that principal is going to last you your lifetime. And you'll get a rising income. That means your money's going to last longer. And that's why we focus on the I, the interest and the dividends. So when we talk about TR equals I plus G, total return equals income plus growth, the growth is great. We want that and we'll get that over time. But we can't count on growth to pay our bills in retirement. Why? Because we're getting it from the interest and the dividends because sometimes growth becomes losses. And we can't have your future retirement income when the paycheck stops subject to the whims of the market. So when you get 10, 20 years down the road, you still have your principal intact if you're just spending the interest and dividends, possibly even worth more if we've got dividend paying stocks there because they're probably worth more 5, 10 years down the road. So if all I'm doing is focusing on the income and you're getting 4 or 5% in the income bucket, you're essentially just withdrawing that 4 or 5% of income. Now you're stretching out your retirement because you haven't touched any of the principal because you're getting real income. Therefore, you don't have to focus on whatever the markets are doing. Are they going up or down this month or last month or this year or next year? Nobody knows where the markets are going right now. And I mean, how do you feel about the markets right now? We had a great rally the first half of the year and it's starting to peter out, right? There's some cracks going on in the economy, some cracks going on in different parts of the world that you need to be mindful of protecting your assets. If you're within 5 years of retirement, you're already retired, especially if you're taking income off your portfolio, you need to have this conversation about our income model. That way, you know how much you can spend every single year, independent of what the stock market does. So if you think about it for a moment, you take two steps forward, then you take another step back. Two steps forward, then two back, and then two more back. It's like that every week in the market. And as long as they do that, you're not really making any returns. You're just kidding yourself if you start spending principal, right? Because that's how the mutual funds and exchange traded funds and all that handle their distributions. You see, distribution is just that. You need to have something that actually creates things that can be distributed, creates income on your behalf. So that way you don't have to worry about what's going on in the markets. You don't have to worry about the averages and you don't have to worry about exaggerated hypothetical returns saying, wait, this guy did this projection for me, said I would double my money in 5 years, and it didn't happen. I actually have the same or less money than I did before because of the market. That can't be your retirement income plan. So a lot of people can cut back on their spending, and I get that. But did you know that people also leave money on the table? Then they didn't know that they were leaving money on the table. They could be spending more, but they're just cutting back because of the markets. Well, they just maybe enjoy sending their balance they've accumulated over the years. And sometimes maybe that's the reason why. And maybe the money's there just in case. And I call it a just in case syndrome, right? And you think about this for a moment. Let's say you got $1 million. you're getting $10,000-$15,000 a year because that's all your financial advisor's getting for the recommendation. And it doesn't matter if they get all these credentials behind their name, you're still getting $10,000-$15,000. And I know some people are enamored by that. Well, what I'm describing is the portfolio itself. And there's been times that I've had people come in and I'll go over this interest and growth, you know, total return equals I plus G and how much we're getting from the I. And it's typically going to be anywhere between 4 to 6%. And then if they wind up just maintaining the course, they don't need to cut back their spending. In fact, they can actually spend more and do a lot more things that they want to because now their income in retirement is not subject to the whims of the market anymore. So we're just using an arbitrary number, but it's important that you understand that. And if you look at it that way, just kind of throw it back down, how many people are doing that today? Very few. Typically, when we have a FIT meeting with someone and show them the ways that we manage money, inevitably, they always say, I thought this was possible. I've just never seen it from my broker or anyone else before. That's exactly what they want to do. They're stepping over easy money, looking for more complicated solutions, but it doesn't have to be that way, right? You grew up working hard, but when you're in retirement, there's nothing wrong with having easy returns, especially if they're paid in the form of interest and dividends. So quit stepping over that cash. Good example, some clients say, well, you know, I don't necessarily need the income. I say, that's great. So let's say you have $1 million and I say, you know what, how about every month going forward, you just stop by the office and pick up a envelope of cash for $4,000 on the first of every month. Would you stop in and pick it if it didn't cost you any of your $1 million? Well, that's what the income model is. If you're averaging 5% in interest and dividends off of your investments, and over time they'll grow, but in the meantime, it's like picking up a $4,000 or $5,000 a month envelope from the front desk. Why? Because it's coming in like clockwork from interest and dividends. Now, as usual, because this is a show where in retirement income is the outcome, and we've included what we call our retirement success toolkit. I would like to get it in your hands. No cost, no obligation. It's got a copy of my recently published book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint. We got a report titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another report, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So how do you get this retirement success toolkit? Be yours free of charge. We'll even cover the shipping. Simply call us 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get it out to you. No cost, no obligation. It's got some great information in here that's going to help you navigate this crazy world we're in. You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I'm your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Hey, thanks for listening to this week's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart. And right now, we're giving away 5 free copies of Michael's Amazon best-selling book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. This insightful read focuses on the 5 key areas of retirement planning: income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. Purpose-Based Investing from Michael Stewart will answer 3 key questions. Am I going to be okay? Will I have enough income in retirement to last as long as I do? And if something happens to me, will my family or those I care about be okay? Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. Available for the first 5 callers right now at 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. You've probably heard of the party pooper, and I don't want to be a party pooper here, but that cash flow rule of, hey, just take 4%, you should be okay, it's flat out been debunked. And I'm going to give you some reasons why here in just a few minutes. We've got people in our office staff still looking for a couple extra staff members as we speak. And so you can imagine the job market's thin right now, but the goal is to be able to service our clients each and every quarter. And of course, we wind up meeting with them a lot, sometimes every month, every quarter. We get phone calls basically every day from some, and that's okay because people are always worried about something. and I'm here to give him a listening ear. So I'll send out short videos, even update him on the state of the market. And matter of fact, we meet with our analysts every quarter, give us an idea of kind of what they're thinking, what's going on, what changes need to be made. That's kind of our fiduciary responsibility on behalf of our clients. So that way our clients can continue to get their income even while we're waiting for the growth. So that recent 4% cash flow report that I really take a lot of emphasis that was created by that Nobel Prize artist, these are not your run-of-the-mill people, these guys. That all they do is look at these Monte Carlo analysis, which to me has been debunked, right? And again, that's a hypothetical exaggeration of what might happen in the future. We talked about that with software. Doesn't mean it will, because unfortunately, when people withdraw money, nobody's ever talking about when you withdraw money, what happens to your portfolio. That in and of itself will change the math on your average return. William Sharpe, who is known for an analysis used on the stock market called the Sharpe ratio, when he talks, most advisors should be listening. But he basically says that 4% cash flow rule is not completely safe, that we've been focused on something that doesn't apply anymore. And this was in 2008, and then the examination was reaffirmed in 2013. And a researcher from Morningstar said that that acclaimed 4% cash flow rule now has an astounding failure rate of 57%. Think about that. A 50-50, a coin flip on whether you can take 4% out of your portfolio and still be successful in all different good and bad market conditions. So let me say, when I've got about 80% of the fuel I need to go from California with the wind at my back, well, a 57% failure rate means it's a high probability I may not get any wind. Very rarely, I may get wind in my face. And you see what a fail rate is? You're not going to get on that plane if you already know that you got a 50% chance of a fail rate. Well, a 4% cash flow rule is being utilized by Wall Street firms today. And not only that, there's other articles that are coming out that say you can take out more. And I don't know what these people are smoking, because I look at this stuff in depth and I look at it as four different components that make up that failure of the 4% cash flow. Now, once again, when we're talking about the 4% cash flow rule, that's the advisors that say you can take 4% out of your money and you should be okay, even if we're selling principal in order to take it out. Our 4 and 5% rule is that you're getting it from interest and dividends, which means you never touch the principal, so it's going to last for you. So where I'm going with that fact is that a recent potential client came to the office. Software is really getting people excited about the retirement, not realizing that it's just an exaggerated hypothetical return, which is the only thing that moves that software can actually make it look like they're going to have more money than they started with 30 years later. And that's the reason why I bring up this cash flow rule. Because the cash flow rule, you got one side of the fence saying, hey, you got a 3% chance in a bad market or a 6% chance in a good market of making your money last for 25 years. And I pay attention. I think about what I just said. 3% in a bad market, you still have a chance of running out of money? The odds are against you. If you want to believe it, go right ahead. I hope it works out. I'm not hoping you run out of money. That's got nothing to do with it. It's just being able to understand money. Don't settle for getting in the back seat and allowing the financial advisor to drive you right off the cliff through retirement. There are four risks that are entailed with that 4% withdrawal rule. One of them is the equity sequence of returns. The other one is the bond yield sequence of returns. Another one is sequence of inflation. And to compound the hope, all three of those is longevity, how long you're going to live. Those encompass everything you need to know about whether your money's going to last as long as you do. So when we kind of break down some of those things, take a look at it. Sequence of return risks. If you get a great market the first 5 years of your retirement, you're going to be fine. If you get a rocky market in the first few years of your retirement, you likely will run out of money using that 4% rule. Bond yield sequence of returns. What's going to happen to interest rates? Now, interest rates have gone from 0 to 5.5% in a matter of a year and a half. But if you look at the Fed's own dot plots where they see rates going forward, by the end of 2025, they think we're going to be rates about half of where they are right now. So what's that going to do to your income in retirement? Another one is sequence of inflation. We went from nearly no inflation for the last 15 years to nearly 9% a year ago to around 4% right now. Are we going to level off here? Is it going to spike a little bit later in the year? Are we going to be above the 3% historical inflation or below it? Because that's going to impact everything. And then longevity. How long are you going to live? Do you have a lot of longevity in your family or not? So those four things are why you can't count on just some arbitrary 4% rule. So how do we mitigate all those risks, all four of those risks with our clients at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial? We make sure that if you need income off your portfolio, it's coming from the form of interest and dividends. If you've got $1 million portfolio and you need $40,000, $50,000 a year supplemental income, we make sure you get a 4 or 5% yield on your investments. Now, once again, that doesn't mean that you may not be in stocks. You might be in dividend paying stocks. Our average dividend portfolio right now is yielding about 4% just from dividends. Plus, they're getting growth because it's an up market, right? You can have your cake and eat it too. Now, folks, as we wrap up today, I want to leave you with this. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are wealth managers. So what's the difference between a wealth manager and an investment broker? An investment broker just talks about your investments, right? They tell you the value went up and down, but they don't really add any value. They just sell you stuff. A wealth manager shows you not only how you should be invested for the right allocation, the right risk for your goals, but also structure your portfolio so income is coming from interest and dividends, not just hope that the market's going up. A wealth manager assists you create your estate planning. A wealth manager shows you how to reduce the impact of a healthcare event like long-term care or home-based healthcare. And lastly, a wealth manager deals in proactive tax planning, how to save you hundreds of thousands, if not more, in unnecessary and voluntary taxes over your lifetime. Folks, at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we have fiduciary financial planners. We've got a CPA, a tax team. We work with a legal team in-house to coordinate your investments, your taxes, your estate, all under one roof. You deserve that. Most people just have an investment broker, right? Sells them stuff. As you approach or you're in retirement, you need a wealth manager. You might have outgrown your broker. What you need now and what they do might no longer be the same thing. So let's face it, your biggest expenses in retirement are taxes. And if your broker doesn't give you tax advice, it might be time to upgrade that relationship. If this is the type of real financial planning, the kind of real relationship you've been looking for, and you're not getting that right now, maybe you've outgrown your broker. I want you to give us a call, set up a 15-minute strategy call, get your questions answered, see if we can help. How do you get a 15-minute strategy call? 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Just ask for a 15-minute strategy call. Now, once again, just before we leave, I want to give you one more chance to get our Retirement Success Toolkit. Our Retirement Success Toolkit has several things in it because to have a successful retirement, you need more than one thing. It's got a copy of my recently published book in it, The Retirement Success Blueprint, How to Build the Retirement You Deserve, a paper titled, Are You Paying Too Much Taxes in Retirement? And another one, 11 Signs You're Working with the Wrong Advisor. So how do you get the Retirement Success Toolkit? Complimentary, no charge to you. Simply give us a call, 866-316-0822. Again, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Love to get that out to you. No cost, no obligation. We'll mail it out at our expense. Get you this critical retirement success toolkit free of charge. We'll even cover the postage, but you got to ask for it. You've been listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, fiduciary financial planner Michael Stewart with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know someone that could use conservative financial planning advice, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information and resources at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.